Sir Stephen Clebury, musical director for 37 years of King's College, Cambridge, died on November 22nd, aged 70.
Snow seldom falls in England at Christmas time, yet cards habitually show woods, cottages, and robins sunk deep in it, with more star flakes descending. For Christmas Eve, once the wrapping is done, the turkey timetable worked out, the door locked for the late-night journey to church, brings with it an enveloping quiet that seems closest to the stillness of snow. Traditionally, this quiet is broken by carolling. It may be the local waits, clustered under a street lamp with gloves and torches, but more often, over the past few decades, it has meant the broadcast service of nine lessons and carols by the choir of King's College, Cambridge. Seamlessly, in their red and white robes, in the candle-lit choir stalls, the choristers fill listeners' heads not only with their favourite Victorian hymns, once in Royal David's City, the first Noel, Hark, the Herald, all stirring tears with memories of Christmases past, but also with the rhythmic, driving freshness of true carols, the dancing, medieval folk tunes rescued from the hills and lanes of Derbyshire or Sussex by Cecil Sharp and Ralph Vaughan Williams in the early 20th century, just at the point of disappearing. When Stephen Clebury took up this precious task in 1982 as the new director of music at King's, he was terrified. Being given to understatement, that was not a word he used lightly,